As China ramps up cyber attacks, experts call for Quad nations to close gaps in counter-espionage strategy. China's cyber espionage campaign will become more sophisticated in targeting its key adversaries in 2025, particularly the United States, experts warn. The situation calls for collaborative counter-operations between Quad alliance partners, the United States, India, Japan, and Australia. All those nations are targeted by Beijing, but several gaps currently impede their collective efforts, analysts say. In the past several weeks, Chinese hackers have been increasingly in the headlines. The latest disclosure came on January 8, as Japan linked more than 200 cyber attacks over the past 5 years to a Chinese hacking group, Mirrorface, detailing the group's tactics and calling on government agencies and businesses to reinforce preventive measures. Those cyber attacks targeted Japan's foreign and defense ministries and its space agency. Politicians, journalists, private companies, and think tanks were also targeted. Early last month, Chinese hackers hacked into the U.S. Treasury Department's workstations remotely and stole documents. In the breach, described as a major incident by the Treasury Department, China-backed hackers compromised a third-party software service provider, Beyond Trust, accessing certain unclassified documents. The December incident happened amid cybersecurity breaches by another China-backed hacking group, Salt Typhoon, which has been involved in a cyber espionage campaign since 2022. These attacks have already affected 9 telecom companies, including Verizon, AT&T, and Lumen Technologies. Jen Easterly, director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, highlighted the geopolitical context of China's increasing cyber espionage in a blog post titled "Strengthening America's Resilience Against the PRC Cyber Threats" on January 15. Easterly warned that a crisis in Asia, precipitated by an invasion of Taiwan or a blockade of the Taiwan Strait, could have very real consequences for the safety and security of American citizens here at home, she said. Such an invasion, she said, could be followed by disruptive attacks against everything, everywhere, all at once. Those attacks could hit transportation nodes, telecommunications services, power grids, water facilities, and likely much more. China's goal in such a campaign would be inducing societal panic and deterring our ability to marshal military might and citizen will to expend American blood and treasure in defense of Taiwan, she said. Nihar Pathar, CEO and CIO of 63Sats, a cybersecurity company that says it has thwarted 20 million attacks on its platforms in the past 2 decades, said in an exclusive interview with the Epoch Times that state-sponsored attackers often infiltrate systems stealthily, waiting for opportune moments, such as geopolitical tensions, to strike. According to Pathar, Taiwanese government departments in 2024 faced 2.4 million cyber attacks daily, predominantly from the Chinese forces. China's state-affiliated cyber operations focus on intellectual property theft and strategic espionage, aiming for long-term access. Increased investments in cyber ranges and critical infrastructure signal China's readiness for future disruptions, posing risks to India, the US, and Europe, said Pathar. He cited the cyber hacking group, Red Echo, which was linked to Chinese military intelligence and was responsible for targeting India's power grid after 2020's bloody Galwan conflict between Indian and Chinese troops. Cyber threats to Quad nations. Microsoft's Digital Defense Report 2024 highlights the need for the Quad partners to come up with robust joint cyber counter-espionage operations. According to the report, the United States is consistently among the countries most impacted by the nation-state cyber threat activity that Microsoft observes. In the Indo-Pacific, India is the third most targeted country, after Taiwan and South Korea. Australia is the sixth most targeted, while Japan is the eighth most targeted in Quad's region. This past year, nation-state-affiliated threat actors once again demonstrated that cyber operations, whether for espionage, destruction, or influence, play a persistent supporting role in broader geopolitical conflicts, the report said. The United States continues to be one of the countries most impacted by nation-state cyber threat activity. Easterly wrote in her blog post that Beijing's sophisticated and well-resourced cyber program is a threat to the American critical infrastructure. Including power grids and gas pipelines, critical infrastructure is indispensable to society and the economy. According to CISA, there are 16 critical infrastructure sectors, essentially linked with digital infrastructure, and that's where the cyber hackers target them. 33% of the overall Chinese threat activity was targeted at the United States. East Asia and Pacific received 39% of the Chinese onslaught, while South Asia received 4%, according to the Microsoft report. Nishakant Oja, a senior advisor to the Washington-based Global Policy Institute and an expert in cyber, aerospace, and national securities, told the Epoch Times that China's Ministry of State Security plays a central role in orchestrating its cyber espionage campaign. It often hires contractors to conduct cyber intrusions. Looking ahead to 2025, China's cyber capabilities are expected to become increasingly sophisticated. The integration of artificial intelligence into cyber operations is anticipated to enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of cyber espionage activities, Oja wrote. He said that innovation in Chinese cyber technologies will likely create new targets, and new startups for developing such technologies will also increase. According to Oja, China's 2025 cyber espionage strategy is one of its military goals in 2025. Those goals include enhancing military capabilities, heightened military exercises near Taiwan, cyber warfare and espionage, strategic military planning, and regional power projection, gaining military supremacy in the Indo-Pacific and challenging the United States and its partners in the region. These developments suggest that by 2025, we'll be better equipped and more assertive, potentially destabilizing regional security dynamics and increasing the likelihood of military confrontations, said Oja. Cyber espionage campaigns will be part and parcel of these confrontations. Counteroperations by Quad. The emerging and heightened geopolitical situation facing the Quad countries requires that they strengthen collective cyber counter-operations, experts say. PATHR cited the Quad Cybersecurity Partnership, a set of guiding principles aimed at enhancing the development of critical infrastructure cybersecurity, supply chain risk management, software security, and workforce development. Quad Senior Cyber Group also announced the continuation of the Quad Cyber Challenge in October 2024. Its aim is to strengthen cybersecurity in the Indo-Pacific region. The theme of the current challenge is promoting cybersecurity education and building a strong workforce. The challenge was launched last year to promote responsible cyber habits across their nations, regions, and beyond, said the Department of State in a statement at the time. Satoru Nagao, a non-resident fellow at the Washington-based Hudson Institute, told the Epoch Times in a written message that cybersecurity comes under the aegis of national security cooperation. Quad isn't a military alliance, but for a long time, its leaders have emphasized the military aspects of Quad. In some areas, military cooperation has also progressed to a certain extent, he said. This obviously has geopolitical undertones. All four Quad countries are also involved in various military exercises involving each other. Thus, joint cyber counter-operations are feasible as well as attractive to them because they are all victims of China's cyber attacks, according to the Tokyo-based expert. And one of the purposes of the Quad is to cooperate with India. Because India is the main supplier of software, this area is an attractive area of cooperation for the other three countries with India, said Nagao, adding that cyber cooperation has wider potential including developing software, cyber domain awareness, and cyber warfare to rule out attacks in its cyber areas. The joint statement of the Quad 2024 summit also highlighted the need for protecting critical infrastructure from increasing cyber threats. We plan to coordinate joint efforts to identify vulnerabilities, protect national security networks and critical infrastructure networks, and coordinate more closely, including on policy responses to significant cybersecurity incidents affecting the Quad's shared priorities, said the joint statement. Ngao said the statement highlights that cybersecurity cooperation is part of the wider matrix of cooperation between Quad nations. According to PATHR, new rules mandate that attacks be immediately acknowledged and reported. This can help identify threats in a timely manner and enable swift countermeasures. Economic penalties and cyber countermeasures should be aligned to deter aggressive state actors effectively, he said. Oja said that despite growing cooperation, several gaps hinder a joint effective counter-espionage strategy. These gaps, he said, include a historical lack of trust in intelligence sharing and asymmetric cyber capabilities among the four nations. The United States leads in infrastructure development, while India is still developing its framework. Other hindering factors include diverging legal and policy frameworks, gaps in resources and technology, and differences in strategic priorities. Addressing these bottlenecks requires building mutual trust, harmonizing legal frameworks, closing capability gaps through capacity-building initiatives, and fostering equitable technological collaboration, he said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.